Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano, the man with a plan for the weekend. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall, everybody. Unfortunately, nothing has changed from what we've been advertising all week. We're looking for lots of cloud cover today, mid-70s, however, so it's warm. Could be a shower tonight, low 60s. Showers, a gusty thunderstorm Saturday afternoon, low 70s. And that will continue for part of Saturday night. Then Sunday, just a blustery day, 60 to 65 with a couple of passing showers. They will be light and short-lived. And then Monday, partly cloudy and brisk with a high of 60. So we slide down the temperature scale right into early next week.
Now, is it going to hang around or is it going to get warm up a little bit again?
It'll warm up again.
Okay.
Yeah, as you know, these cool air masses come in. They stay 1 or 2 days and out they go.
All right. Before we talk more about the weather, you know I'm a big Marvel fan, right?
Yeah.
Big Marvel fan. I can't believe that I missed the movie Venom in 2018 with Marvel. I saw it last night Amazon. Yeah, Amazon Prime. And what a fun movie, Pat. You should put this on your list. Now, I'm going to tell you, the first 10 to 15 minutes are a little draggy, okay? But once they get into the main plot line of the story, Pat, you will love it. It's filled with humor. There's some gore. There's some blood. Lots of explosions. And Pat, put it down on your list. I think you will enjoy it. And now, Venom 2 is hitting the theaters this weekend, as a matter of fact. The new Venom, Venom 2. I'm going to watch that. I can't believe I missed it. I'm such a big Marvel fan. 2018, what was I doing where I missed Venom? It's fun. Pat, you'll like it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Now, you know, you Black Widow, you said you turned it off after 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Get it forwarded ahead to 25 or 30 minutes, and that takes off like a rocket, too. It really does. Trust me. Once you get about 30 minutes into Black Widow, it takes off like a rocket, and there's lots of things that go on there. But if you can sometime, catch Venom, and then later on you can catch Venom 2 so you know what's going on from the first movie. But Venom is the movie that you should add to your list. My list that you haven't watched yet.
Right. But this is my first weekend home, so I'm hoping to have some time.
All right. So we're sliding into fall weather. And it'll go, of course, up and down and down and up and up and down. And what you talked about for Sunday and Monday, obviously, the temperatures are going to be what they are. But you're still stuck with the fact that we'll have winds, so the temperatures will feel a little colder than that.
Oh, no doubt in our minds. Sunday and Monday. Yeah, very brisk. Yeah, 10, 20 miles an hour, maybe some higher gusts. So, it's going to feel cooler than the actual temperature.
All right. Well, we've got the forecast for the weekend into Monday scheduled out, and it's a pretty busy weekend around here today. There's an interesting thing going on, so it's nice that the weather's going to be nice today in Sharon down at the ball field this afternoon. State police are coming in, and they're going to have a community forum. It's outside, so people don't have to worry, and they can wear a mask if they're not vaccinated. And the state police will be there answering questions about crime, about traffic control. I think it's a nice outreach program by the state police because people have been concerned about speeding and traffic and crime. And so the state police are coming out to talk to the public, and not just talk to the public, but field questions from the public. So that's pretty cool. I think that's a great idea by the state police. That's what you call community policing, Pat, out there greeting with the population.
Right. I agree. I totally agree. And you don't get that stuff back in the big cities.
Well, you know, there's something going on crazy in Minneapolis. They're voting on to eliminate the police department. Now, they're not going to eliminate it, but they want to change the police department and make it more community service. I think that if you eliminate the word police department, I think it's a big mistake. Hey, I'm a progressive. I'm very liberal. I'm more liberal than liberals. I'm a progressive. And I think this whole defund the police campaign was a stupid idea to begin with. I think you need more regulation over the police so the rogue officers can be rooted out. But this is happening, and what they want to do is they want to have more community service police that are out on the streets. But if you end the police department as it is and don't institute the changes as it goes on, mm-hmm. I think that's just insanity, especially in a city. Especially in a city, I think.
I agree.
You know, like I said, I'm very liberal, but I can't believe that they're gonna. I hope they vote this down and just decide what's changed the department, and change the rules and the way we investigate police officers that are rogue officers, because you know I don't want to live in a world without police. I don't want to live in that world because it'll be insanity. Anarchy.
Right.
I just don't understand the whole thing. I really don't. I have to tell you.
There's a lot of things that are not understood. Like when I was watching the news last night, they're going to take the statue of Thomas Jefferson down at Gracie Mansion and move it. Because even though he wrote the Declaration of Independence, established justice, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he was a president of the United States. He also owned so many slaves. So they're taking it down. I'm watching this, and during that period, everybody, that was what happened.
It's getting out of control. You know, what happened in most people in the South, most of those Civil War monuments didn't come up right after the Civil War. They came up in the 50s at the height of modern day racism. But I think when you and they're all statues of generals. I think if you're going to move a statue of a general in the South, move it to a park that is dedicated to that and have all the statues in there, and if you don't want them in a public place. But what I don't understand is, like, Thomas Jefferson, remove the statue? No. Why not put a plaque up next to it explaining that back in the days when slavery was acceptable in the United States, Thomas Jefferson did have slaves. Put a plaque up next to it saying that, and leave the statue there, because we can't erase our history. Our history is our history. You know, people owned slaves back then. We have racism today. You know, you're not going to change it by taking down every single statue. You're just not. There are some statues that should be moved and not in public places, but. Come on, Thomas Jefferson. That would be like taking, shutting down. If you found something out bad about Abraham Lincoln, about tearing down the Lincoln Memorial. Come on, mm-hmm. Yeah. There's got to be a point where you say, you know, let's learn from the past. Yes, this was all bad, and next to these statues, put explanations that this is what this person did back in those days, but they went on to become president of the United States. They went on to co-write their Declaration of Independence. You know, you got to look at these things as a whole. But we're not in that type of society right now. Everything is either my way or the highway on both sides, whether you're liberal or whether you're conservative. My way or the highway.
Yeah, I think you have to put that stuff behind you, and you have to move on. And
learn
what applies
it.
To today, you know, that's what you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Not what it was years ago, because like you said, that is history. It's behind us now. It has built this this nation, whether it's for good or bad. But now is the time that you focus in on, and whatever has to be changed, change it now.
Yeah,
don't worry about what it was. Worry about what it will be.
And like I said, you can put up plaques at these monuments explaining that, you know, yes, this person did this back in the age when it was considered acceptable, and America hopefully will never be that way again. You know, there's lots of ways you can get around it. But, well, you and I, we're too old, Pat, you know. We're too old. We're just, I think we're out of the mainstream.
I guess so, Marshall. The way you look at things, yeah, exactly. So,
now what are you going to do this weekend other than watch movies? If you don't have to
shoot, I have a lot to do. I have to get into that garage, and because all of the stuff that I brought home, I have to make room for that. So it's a matter of shuffling things around in the garage. So I will have to do that. And there's just a ton of other stuff that has to be done that has just been left in the side because of the movie, you know. And the dance and everything else. So I'll get to that. And what's nice about it is that I don't have to worry about packing the car tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and getting out of here by 9.
You know, this week and sooner or later, I've lost so much weight, half my closet has got to go and be donated to the Bargain Barn.
Do that.
I've been talking about it and thinking about it, and maybe on Sunday when the Giants are playing, because they stink, I'll do that. I'll go through the closet and get literally half the closet and take it out and get it prepared to donate to the Bargain Barn for people, because it's, you know, there's no longer a reason to have all that stuff in there, and I just haven't been able to motivate myself to do it. I don't know why.
Yeah, so maybe you'll do it this weekend, that's all.
I'll wake up on Saturday and Sunday and think, Pat's reorganizing his garage. I can most certainly reorganize my closet.
Much smaller.
much smaller. All right, let's go over this forecast through the weekend into Monday again.
So lots of clouds, mid-70s today. Tonight may be shower, low 60s. Partly cloudy Saturday, low 70s with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And then showers, blustery, 60 to 65 on Sunday.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. And remember, all those movies I've given you, start watching some of them.
I will. And remember, I'll see you on Tuesday. Jamie will be here Monday. I have my test in the morning, and in the afternoon, they're going to shut down the computers and replace the hard drive.
All right. Well, I'll speak to you Tuesday then, Pat.
Have a good one.
Take care.
All righty.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.